Immigration and health care have been major campaign issues so far this election year. Meanwhile, for many of the 11.3 million undocumented immigrants already living in the United States, getting access to health care is an ongoing problem. Jake Harper of SideFX Public Media tells us about one issue that's putting many undocumented immigrants and their doctors in a tough position.
Voy a hacer la demostración.
Carla's kidneys don't work, so every night she connects a bag of fluid to a dialysis machine about the size of a couch cushion. While she sleeps, it pumps the fluid into her abdomen to clean her blood. Before Carla got the equipment at home, getting dialysis used to be harder. She says she used to go to the county hospital, Eskenazi, for regular treatments. But then one day in 2014, she was turned away.
My lungs were full of fluid. I explained to the doctors that I couldn't breathe, and they told me it wasn't true, that I had to wait 3 more days.
So she waited, as toxins continued to build up in her blood. Standard dialysis for people with kidney failure is given about every 2 days. At this point, Carla was only getting it every 10 days, and sometimes she ended up in the ICU.
I was like that for 3 months, suffering, throwing up. I couldn't eat anything. It was really hard for my daughter and my mom and dad to see me like that.
The reason the hospital wasn't giving Carla more regular dialysis is because she's uninsured. She's uninsured because she's undocumented. She's not eligible for any public insurance except for emergency Medicaid. And hospitals can't bill emergency Medicaid until they know for sure it's an emergency. So for kidney disease, doctors sometimes wait until there are dangerous levels of potassium in the blood or fluid in the lungs.
And it repeats and repeats and repeats.
Melissa Anderson is a nephrologist in Indianapolis. She says she quit working at the county hospital in part because repeatedly delaying dialysis harms the patients.
And so you see them one day, and then you see them 2 months later, and they've aged, and you can see the suffering. You just hope they survive the hospitalization, but you know they might die before we see them again, and that's heart-wrenching. It's heart-wrenching for all of us.
This is a national issue. A 2010 article published in the American Journal of Kidney Diseases estimated that there were 5,500 undocumented immigrants in the U.S. who need dialysis. And the Renal Physicians Association says their dialysis should be covered by emergency Medicaid.
They're here. They're working. They live with us. They're part of our communities.
Michael Gardner has been dealing with this for years as a doctor and hospital administrator in Houston, Texas.
To ignore that they require health care like every other person in the country is, I think, it's morally suspect, and I think it's fiscally foolish.
He says it's fiscally foolish because it costs a lot more to wait for emergencies. Instead of just paying for dialysis, you end up with ER charges, lab charges, x-ray charges, medication charges. In 2007, researchers from Baylor College of Medicine found emergency treatment is nearly 4 times as expensive as regular dialysis. It costs close to $300,000 a year per patient, and taxpayers are footing the bill.
You know, it would be one thing if it was better care for more cost, or worse care for low cost, but it's bad care for high cost. It's the worst possible answer.
He says one better answer is charity care. Gardner runs the Riverside Dialysis Center in Houston. It gives free dialysis to 176 people, primarily undocumented immigrants. Or states could change their laws to basically say the need for regular dialysis is an emergency, so hospitals can bill Medicaid for it. Some states, such as California and New York, have already done that. But in Indiana, a bill to fix the issue has died in committee the past 2 years. The machine Carla uses for dialysis now was lent to her through charity care. But for patients like Carla, the best solution is to get off dialysis for good.
I've talked with my doctor, and she said a transplant would be ideal for me.
Her brother's even willing to donate a kidney. But to get coverage for a transplant, she'll need a visa, and she's waiting on that to come through. Jake Harper, SideFX Public Media.